President Biden begins his second year in office with bleak and discouraging ratings from the public. In a new NBC News poll, Americans give the president low marks on his overall job approval, his handling of the pandemic, and the economy. President Biden's standing among key parts of the Democratic base has eroded, while just 15% of Americans strongly approve of his job performance.
And with that as a backdrop, we are seeing a lot of Democratic members of Congress deciding not to run again. Dimitri talked about it with Jeffrey Skelly, the elections analyst for 538.
41 members of the U.S. House of Representatives have announced that they are either retiring or they're running for another office. 28 of those, so a little more than two-thirds, are Democrats. Most of them are retiring. So the way to look at it is things like President Biden's approval rating, some of the early generic ballot polling, those indicators aren't great for Democrats. And because of that, they're a good sign for Republicans when we look ahead to November 2022. And so I think what's happening is that there are some Democrats who are looking at the electoral environment, the electoral landscape, and saying, you know, there's a decent chance that we're going to lose the majority. And even if I might be able to win re-election, I don't think I want to stick around if we're going to be in the minority. And this is, I think, particularly true for some members who may have been around for a long time. And the other thing here is also the complication of redistricting. If an incumbent feels like their district is changing quite a bit or it's getting much less favorable politically, they might decide, hey, I don't really want to try to defend this seat anymore because it's going to be maybe a lot tougher than it used to be, or it's not getting easy enough.
In terms of the Democrats that may be stepping up to replace these folks, to run in their place, if you will, do they stand a chance in a lot of states, or is that just not clear right now?
To some extent, that's a little unclear, in part because, A, we know that candidate quality can still matter at least a little bit. So if Democrats or Republicans can nominate strong candidates in some of these races, they may be able to outperform maybe what a generic Democrat or generic Republican could do. At the same time, because we're seeing signs that it might be a Republican leaning electoral environment come November, the thing that I'm looking at is some of these congressional seats where maybe the seat at its baseline leans a little bit toward the Democrats, but in a Republican leaning environment could be flipped by the GOP. And there are a fair number of those seats that have opened up. At this point, with redistricting, getting an actual count is a little complicated. But at the same time, I still identified maybe 5 to 10 seats where they might lean Democratic, but they don't have any Democratic incumbent defending them. And so Republicans might have a shot at winning them in a good environment.
What is a common thread among the Republican members who are retiring?
A number of the Republican members who are not seeking re-election are not retiring in the sense of ending their political careers. They're actually looking at running for another office. We have a fair number who are seeking U.S. Senate seats that are open in places like Alabama or North Carolina or Missouri. We also have some that are running for less high profile but still notable statewide offices like Secretary of State or Attorney General. Those are some of the other offices we're seeing. And so that's the thing with the Republican exits. A lot of them are not necessarily, oh, I'm ending my political career. It's more, I'm looking to step into another office, or, you know, in the case, a lot of those offices are seen as stepping up.
But there's also the subset of the Adam Kinzingers of the world, the ones that voted for President Trump's impeachment and now may face some very perilous times politically.
Absolutely. Of the ones who are actually retiring, at least in the near term, or ending their political careers, you do have now 3 of the 10 Republicans in the House who voted to impeach former President Donald Trump: Adam Kinzinger, Anthony Gonzalez, and now John Katko of New York. And so I think that also says something about the trajectory of the Republican Party, how closely it's hewing to President Trump. If you're thinking about the direction the party is going, I think those retirements are indicative of a more Trump-aligned GOP going forward.
Can we talk about maybe predicting a pretty crushing red wave here? I mean, I know you're a numbers guy. You want to see the stats. You want to see facts in front of you. But it does really look that way, doesn't it? The Democrats could be punished come this November.
I think at this point, knowing just how big a Republican wave there might be is difficult to say. But what I will say is that Republicans only need to pick up 5 seats to take control of the House. And if you're thinking about the Senate, 1 seat, because it's 50-50 there. So it's not going to take a lot for the GOP to take over in Congress. With that in mind, to some extent, the fact that we don't really know just how big a wave it could be, but we know that it's going to be really difficult for Democrats to keep their losses below those already very low marks. And that's because we just know historically, the president's party usually loses seats in a midterm election. So whether it's a very small ripple in the water or a tsunami, either way, there's a good chance that Republicans will at least control the House, if not the Senate as well.
Jeffrey Skelly, elections analyst for 538. He was with us on Skype.